What happened to music that meant something?
The Who at the Kingdom or Kiss at the Coliseum. Where is the Misty Mountain Hop? Where is the Smoke on the Water? Where is the Iron Man of today?
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
You've heard the same tired Christmas songs on a loop everywhere you've gone since Halloween. Now it's time for us to share some holiday music you haven't heard anywhere else. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. Holiday music collector Andy Surzan drops through our chimney once again to present our 2015 Holiday Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
This is Sound Opinions, and time now for our Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan. Greg, I love Christmas, you love Christmas, we both love music, I hope people know that. We even like some Christmas music. I think the problem is there is too much of it that gets played and played and played until you're sick to death of it. The same songs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a centuries-old holiday, okay? There's got to be other stuff out there.
We have the exception to the Christmas rule here, and we owe it all to Andy Surzan, the Senior Vice President at Jam Productions by Day by Night. He's tracking down holiday music year-round. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back, guys.
So, Andy, a unique concept this year, the holiday hangout at Hillbilly Holler.
The liner notes start with the explanation of why I'm doing what I'm doing in any given year, and this year's are, welcome to the holiday hangout at Hillbilly Hollow, set deep in the backwoods and out of the past, a place where like-minded denizens have always congregated to celebrate the Yule. There'd be moonshine a-flowing and dancers clomping about, all to the lost soundtrack of another time and place. That's what we're going to be playing today, all hillbilly-based Christmas music, as Grill Marcus said, from the weird old America.
Yeah, great phrase.
So we're in bluegrass turf. We're in old-timey turf. We're going all the way back to spin some 78s and some really rare old-school country 45s and whatnot. There's this whole subculture of music in the South that Yankees know very little of anything about. So these were all like regional hits or songs that got played or distributed on a small regional label. They're by almost all artists no one's ever heard of. And when I listened to them, I thought, okay, I'm going all in on this year.
All right, well then let's dive in. What are we going to hear in this first set, Andy?
Okay, well, we're going to start off with a 45 on the regional Mohawk label by P.W. Sipes and the Country Folk, and it's called Christmas Comes and Goes. And it's about a guy who's like real mellow about the idea that he may be leaving the astral plane and heading up to who knows where to celebrate Christmas. And he's totally cool with it. It's a little bizarre, but there you go. And then we move from there into the Big Country label 45 by Francis Smith called Solar System Simon, Santa's Supersonic Son. That's kind of about Santa Claus is indisposed. Maybe he's celebrating Christmas with P.W. Sipes up in heaven. I don't know. But the kid takes over, and his name is Solar System Simon. And he cruises around the solar system dropping off gifts for people all over the galaxy. And it's all set to, again, this is all like bluegrass, old-timey songs primarily from the South. And the next one is Christmas Tree with Sandy and Patty with just an amazing old hillbilly guitar solo on it, and that's on the Fable label. Then a 78 I found a couple years ago that I was really unbelievably happy to score because primarily it was in really good shape and a really good song. Usually you find these old 78s at flea markets and they look like they've had eggs fried on them or something. So this was really a special track, and that's Gene Adkinson, the Tune Toppers, doing What Christmas Is. And we'll kick it off with a classic bluegrass holiday jam by Red Ellis and the Huron Valley Boys called Christmas Is Not Far Away. Here's P.W. Sipes and the Country Folk, Christmas Comes and Goes.
Christmas comes but just once a year. But when I was a youngster, I thought it would never get here. Now the children laugh and have such fun. Makes me think of the time when I was real young. My, but I spent many, many Christmases with friends down here. Want to spend a whole lot more with my friends up there. Up there we'll never be alone, but we'll be with Jesus in that beautiful home. Neither will there be any more sorrow, for up there, there'll be no more tomorrow.
There's a question in the world everybody has today. Who will take the place of Santa Claus if he should go away? Does he have any children? Yes, I know of one. Solar system Simon, Santa's supersonic son. He has a great big beacon light to help him find his way. He visits all the planets on just one Christmas day. He sticks with his duty until it's finally done. Solar system Simon, Santa's supersonic son. He's highly educated on all the modern toys, and I think the best of all, he loves all girls and boys. He would fit his father's shoes with lots of room to spare. When you find your stocking full, you'll know that he was there. He has a great big beacon light to help him find his way. He visits all the planets on just one Christmas day. He sticks with his duty until it's finally done. Solar system Simon, Santa's supersonic son.
So, oh my dear, with me. Imagine a present from you to me. There with mine for you, beneath the Christmas tree. There with mine for you, beneath the Christmas tree. There with mine for you.
This is Sound Opinions, and you're listening to the 2015 Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Christmas tree, a fireplace, stockings hanging round, a chimney for Saint Nick to come down, candles bubbling on a Christmas tree, with a star or an angel for company, holly wreaths and mistletoe, eager faces all aglow, a family dinner on a day that's white, sleigh bells tinkling on a starry night. Carols filling the air, a day that's blessed in a world of care. Faith at its height, love at its best, proves mankind can pass the test. It redeems an old love in a world that's new, with a continuing hope for me and you. Sleigh bells tinkling on a starry night, Christmas carols filling the air, a day that's blessed in a world of care. Faith at its height, love at its best, proves mankind can pass the test. It redeems an old love in a world that's new, with a continuing hope for me and you, a continuing hope for me and you.
Christmas time. quiet as they watched their flocks at night. Came an angel while they rested on the ground. On the baby they were told, and they arose to go to the manger where he slept in Bethlehem. Ring, ring, ring in memory of our King. Christmas time's not very far away. Sing, 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 let every heart be free, and remember Jesus Christ upon his day. Poor Bethlehem that night,
Oh, man. Now, what did we hear there, Andy?
That was Red Ellis and the Huron Valley Boys, and that's off a really cool country compilation that I got called Christmas Time Back Home. And before that, we heard a 78 I found by Gene Atkinson, Tune Toppers, What Christmas Is. Before that one, Christmas Tree by Sandy and Patty. And the story on that one's kind of interesting because it's about a sad sack dude who broke up with some lady, and he around the holidays, he puts his Christmas tree in his window and turns the lights on and just sings about how he wishes she would just drive by and see his Christmas tree and maybe come knock on the door. And it's just like weirdly sad. And before that, Solar System, Simon, Santa's Supersonic Son. Santa's gone and the kid takes over, and he's in a rocket ship flying around the galaxy for on Santa's behalf to a hillbilly underbed.
We started with There's No More Sorrow because there's no more tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know if that one sold well when it came out. Bluegrass and sacred music sort of intersect in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of really sincere stuff going on here. Some of it's funnier than others. Some of it's not funny at all, but, you know, it's makeup dark. of the genre.
Coming up, more unique holiday music on Sound Opinions. To download this year's compilation for free until the end of the year, go to christmas.soundopinions.org.
So pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, you will spend all my money all your life. Call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, honey, I'm through with you, because.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're in the midst of our annual holiday special, courtesy of our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Zerzan, Andy's Christmas specials, the music that he collects every year. You've got quite a cult following.
Andy, how do you keep it straight? Do you ever buy the same record two or three times because you forgot you already owned it?
At about 50 cents a pop, if I'm not sure. I mean, you know, vinyl collectors will understand what I'm saying when I say this. You may have a record, but if you see a record you really like and it's a buck,
You can take the risk.
You may never see it again. You're going to buy it and like maybe give it to a friend or something.
It needs a home.
Or
you're going
to upgrade your copy because this one looks a little bit cleaner to you. You're like, I got to buy it. You know, so, but the thing about most records that I have is I don't see them twice. Mm. And so the stuff that we're playing right now, this is really about as rare as it gets. I mean, we're talking about a song that was given away at a truck stop in the South, free with a fill-up of gasoline. Truckers are probably looking at this thing going like, damn, thanks a lot for this. You know, but I'm glad somebody tossed it because I've got it now and I put it on my mix this year. I think it's an awesome song.
Yeah. What's the second set, Andy?
It starts off with All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl by Ben Hines. We played that one years ago. It's just a classic. You know,
there's truth in that.
It's like, you know, he doesn't really beat around the bush. If you're not going to give me this, forget it. You know, and then it goes into two like of the weirdest Christmas songs I've ever found. They're 45s that I just love. One's called What Would Santa Claus Think If He Knew You've Been Drinking Again by Billy Eager. And, of course, it's about a young kid trying to counsel his drunk dad who's falling around on the floor. It's like crazy weird. But it almost gets topped by the last song of this set, Here I Am, It's Christmas by Lonnie Meeks. And it's about a wandering absentee father who shows up once a year at Christmas time and the whole family lets him in and then he splits again. And he basically says, I spend my whole year being like a really bad man, but around Christmas I come back and then I leave again. That's the way it's going to be. It's like, wow.
Wow.
So
yeah.
These are, you know, and I think it's pretty seriously, and I don't think it's supposed to be funny, but it's like so twisted.
Yeah.
The best way I can describe it, again, is not going to do service to it. You must actually listen to these songs to totally get them. And this is Ben Hines doing All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl.
Santa Claus, I'm writing to you. I hope you make my dreams come true. This year, neath the Christmas tree, leave a go-go girl for me. Please, Santa, honor this request. She don't have to be the best. Make her just like all the rest and leave a go-go girl for me. When I was a lad, I always had everything I asked. Don't let me down when you come to town. I'd be so sad and blue. Please, Santa, honor this request. She don't have to be the best. This year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me. I don't want a plane, I don't want a beat at last. If you bring them to me underneath my tree, I'm just gonna send them back. Please, Santa, hear my request. You don't have to be the best. This year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me. Y'all, this year, need my Christmas tree. Leave a go-go girl for me.
When I came home the night before Christmas, I staggered and fell on the floor. From staying too long at the tavern, where I couldn't resist just one more. As I struggled to regain my composure, I heard my little then two tiny arms tried to help me, and a small baby hand touch my cheek. He said, Daddy, I know you've been drinking, but try to stand up if you can. What would Santa Claus think of you, Daddy, if he knew you'd been drinking again? Then I managed to sit at the table, and the teardrops streamed down my face. What was I thinking of? They're the ones that I love, and I brought them all kinds of disgrace. He said, Daddy, don't cry, I'm here with you, so dry up your tears if you can. What would Santa Claus think of you, Daddy, if he knew you'd been drinking again? Then I knelt on the floor and I held him. I hugged him so close to my breast, and I prayed to the Lord up in heaven to grant me just one more request. Give me strength to give up the bottle. I don't want him to go through this again. What would Santa Claus think of his daddy if he knew he'd been drinking again? What would Santa Claus think of his daddy if he knew he'd been drinking again?
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Christmas time again. All I offer Christmas time again.
More holiday weirdness and goodness from our very own Santa Claus, Andy Surzan of Jam Productions. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was Here I Am, It's Christmas by Lonnie Meeks on Rustic Records. Then before that, Billy Eagar, What Would Santa Claus Think If He Knew He'd Been Drinking Again? Child's heartbreak at his father's misbehavior. And we started off with Ben Hines, All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl. Again, all 45s from the vault.
Great stuff, as usual. And Andy, you have made a Christmas compilation this year that we need to tell people about, the Holiday Hangout at Hillbilly Holler, as our senior producer, Robin Lynn, described it. We are in Carcosa land here, for you true detective fans. I mean, we are in the deep, dark woods. We're giving this away this year, as we do every year. This is your annual gift to Sound Opinions listeners. Brief synopsis of that.
Again, trying to get a focal point for my mix, trying to figure out, you know, what direction I was going to go in after so many years of doing it. And it came to me that the one thing I hadn't really ever addressed, other than a song here, a song there on my holiday obscure mixes, was my love for old-time American music, hillbilly, old country. And the mix this year is made up of all that sort of old-timey, lost music from the South, the weird old America.
To get more info about this episode or to download this year's holiday compilation, go to christmas@soundopinions.org. That's available till the end of the year. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, and he's going to play his final set. And do you have a song you'd like to nominate as a great Christmas song? Give us a call at 888-859-1800.
Early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Jesus Christ the Son was born. Three wise men saw the star at night, star that lit up the heaven so bright, star it lit where Christ was born. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas song. Jesus Christ the Son was born. In that city of Bethlehem, wise men brought him jewels and gems. Born in a manger, humble and low, that is why we love him so.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. But our partner, Greg, every Christmas is Andy Surzan, music collector extraordinaire, giving us a hangout this year at the Hillbilly Holler, some really great off-the-beaten-path Christmas music. What are we going to hear next?
Okay, this next set starts off with some trucker Christmas music. So this one's about a trucker who's helping Santa Claus. He sees Santa kind of stuck on the side of the road and loads all the stuff into the back of his 18-wheeler and takes off. It's called Six Tons of Toys by Dave Dudley. And then we're going into the lost world of holiday music, a song poem by a woman named Amelia Ferenz called Bright Star Shining in the Sky that covers about every weird angle you could, including the Cold War and why can't we get things together, and there's comets flying through the sky, and oh, it's just like
apocalyptic.
Totally nuts. And then a really early George Jones 45 after that, probably the only named guy we're going to play. This is before he was a star. It's called New Baby for Christmas. And that was on the D Records label out of Dallas, 45. Then a little instrumental jingle from a bootleg of rockabilly, hillbilly stuff I found, a version of Jingle Bells by a fellow by the name of Glenn. And then we're going to take a little break and come back with a few more songs after that. And here's Six Tons of Toys by Dave Dudley.
My rig all loaded with toys. Got a sack full of goodies for good little girls and boys.
Big Dipper looking so bright. Milky Way traffic is light. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Got the same old sleigh and good old reindeer power. Got no speed zones, we'll make the 0 hour. Everything looking so white. Housetops coming in sight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Well, it's been a year since we've been down this way. So on Christmas Eve we overload the sleigh. But everything will be all right. No ICC in flight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. It's down to the chimney where the soot's as black as coal. Where I'll fill the stockings with as much as they can hold. The kids are sleeping so tight. Better keep a ho-ho light. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Tired, but then I'm a little bit old. But if I close my eyes, the reindeer know the way home. Well, look what's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. Gave 6 ton of toys to the girls and boys tonight. Gave 6 ton of toys. Merry Christmas and good night.
Bring peace, not war. Yes, it will bring peace to you, not war. I will proclaim the birth of Jesus, the coming of the Redeemer. When the two great powers will walk hand in hand, side to side, then will all of you be happy. Wake up, forward, youth. A better, a nicer future is waiting for you. People, love each other, then you also will be loved. And you will be happy as long as you live. Preach the word of God. Make peace with each other. A comet will come toward you in the sky. Oh, preach the word of God. Make peace with each other.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
I want a new baby for Christmas, the one with long, pretty hair. I can stand and kiss her, and I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. Now, I don't want this old baby for Christmas, so Santa, you know she's not true. She kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. The people are happy at Christmas time, the children are jumping all around, and I don't want to be left out on all of the fun, so Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas, so don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride and take me for a sleigh ride and turn my white Christmas to blue. I want a new baby for Christmas, the one with long, pretty hair. Then I can stand and kiss her, and I know I'll never miss her, because she will always be there. I don't want this old baby for Christmas. Now, Santa, you know she's not true, 'cause she kissed me on a hayride and took me for a sleigh ride, then turned my white Christmas to blue. Yes, the people are happy at Christmas time. The children are jumping all around. And I don't want to be left out on all the fun. So, Santa, don't you let me down. I want a new baby for Christmas. Now, don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride and take me for a sleigh ride. Turn my white Christmas to blue.
So we're hearing more Christmas music brought to you by Andy Surzan. Andy and Sound Opinions has a special gift for you. Once again, the holiday hangout at Hillbilly Holler is the 2015 edition with complete artwork available. If you go to christmas.soundopinions.org, available till the end of the year. Andy, what did we just hear in that last set?
That last track was a bootleg recording of Glenn Glenn doing Jingle Bells, and that was live. Before that, George Jones, really early Jones, New Baby for Christmas. And before that, we heard the song poem, A Bright Star Shining in the Sky by Amelia Ferenz. And, of course, we started off with Trucker's Friend Dave Dudley, Six Tons of Toys.
I don't want this to end. I want to continue to hang out and spend Christmas at Hillbilly Holler, but we only have a couple more songs.
Well, let's try to make them count. The first track is by Jim Eanes. It's on the Starday label, which was maybe one of the greatest hillbilly labels ever, at least the most organized one out there back in the day. And it's called Christmas Doll. And that theme keeps coming back. You know, he'd like to, you know, merge his love interest with the whole Santa Claus thing. And so Jim Eanes sings about his holiday wish. And after that, Christmas in Heaven by Red Johnson. And that's the song we referred to that was given away free at some truck stop in the South by Mid-City Transfer Records. And that one, again, is sort of like we were referring to the weird old America, the gist of the song being, you know, Christmas is pretty much fun here on Earth, but I really would prefer to spend it in heaven. And I think to myself, well, that would mean you're dead. But apparently the trade-off was worth it to this guy. His name is Red Johnson.
Well,
he's ready to go.
Maybe heaven like Christmas, Andy, is just a state of mind.
You know, he's pretty convincing in this tune. And then we close out with maybe the weirdest hillbilly track on the compilation this year. There's no explaining it. You just have to listen. It's called Christmas Time Again by Walter, the Crybaby, Stone, and the Trade Winds.
All right, well, let's take a listen to it.
Well, the good Saint Nick will soon be here with a great big bag of toys, with a candy cane and a present too for all the girls and boys. If I could have most anything, I'd want just any time. All I'd want for Christmas is that great big doll of mine. You may think I'm a little too big to play with a baby doll, but I bet you'd change your mind if you could see that doll. She's sugar and spice and everything nice. What a Christmas this would be if I could get that doll of mine and bring her home with me. Not the kind that says mama when I hold her close to me. All she says is ooh la la when I kiss her tenderly. She's not the kind you wrap and tie and put on a Christmas tree. But I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me. Yes, I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me.
Christmas in heaven, up above in that city of gold, was the birthday of Jesus our Savior. What a beautiful sight to behold. All the angels had gathered to meet him, the saints and disciples were with our loved ones who've gone on before us. Don't you wish that you might have been there?
I dreamed I spent Christmas in heaven. What a beautiful sight to behold.
I dreamed I spent Christmas in heaven. There were no Christmas trees to be seen, for his love has shone down through the ages, and his promise remains evergreen. There were no Christmas gifts to be opened, for the gift of his love is still free. I dreamed I spent Christmas in heaven, just the promise of what is to be.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Time to hand out all those little packages. But you know, this year, well, I'm one of the happiest men in the world. Yes, this year, I have something to give my family that's worth more than $1 million of any man's money. Yes, this year, I'm gonna give love. And that's what they should have in the world today. is a little more love. Wife, there's more love in the world today, we wouldn't have all the troubles and sorrows, especially on Christ's birthday. Yes, this year, when my family wakes up and comes downstairs, the first thing they're gonna see is me. And I'm gonna be right under that Christmas tree. And if they can't see the love that I have in my heart, then there's something wrong. And that's why we wrote this song, just for you. And we'd like to dedicate this song to each and every one of you and wish you a very Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Phenomenal stuff, Andy. What did we just hear?
That was Walter the Crybaby Stone, and you can see why how he got that name, Crybaby. He seems to be almost on the verge of weeping at certain points in the song. That one, I apologize for that song. I'm sorry. Before that, we heard Christmas in Heaven, Red Johnson, and we started off with Christmas Doll by Jim Eanes on a beautiful Star Day compilation LP called Y'all Come Have a Country Christmas.
Fantastic stuff, Andy. Once again, it's a real pleasure. I'm so thrilled that we've now done this for 15 years.
Isn't that wild?
You never run out.
Well, you know, I don't even want to think about next year, but I'll do my best.
Who's he kidding, Greg? He's been looking already. Yep. The minute he finishes one, he starts looking for
next year. He's halfway done. He's halfway done already.
I'd like to just real quickly thank all these fantastic artists, because without them, there is no show and there is no compilation. And I'm really honored to be able to play these records on your show so that they can go out there and live a life of their own in the real world rather than just sit in my little vault. So thanks again, guys.
They deserve to be remembered. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we hit our 500th episode this year on Sound Opinions, and we're going to celebrate that next week.
Sound Opinions is produced by Robin Lynn, Evan Chung, Alex Claiborne, and our intern, Libby Gormley. And happy holidays.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
Operator, get Santa Claus on the line. And make it snappy, cause he's an old friend of mine.
New messages.
Hi, I'm Ava Pauline. I'm originally from Libertyville, but I'm at USC currently, studying to be a music supervisor, hopefully, which leads me to my holiday song of choice, which is Ron Sexsmith's Maybe This Christmas, featured on the OC soundtrack, which is, of course, how I heard about it.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than ever before.
You know, Christmas is one of these big markers where you look back on it and you're like, it was that Christmas that this happened, or around that Christmas that this happened. And so to have that marker on it, that universal marker, and to have somebody feature that in a song and say, maybe this one will be better, it kind of gets me every time, especially because this year things are kind of going my way. So maybe this is my Christmas. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, my name is Scott from Gary, and I know this might be illegal, but Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time is the song that gets me the most in Christmas spirit. I know in my mind it's a terrible song, but there's something about it that makes me happy that Christmas is coming. Thank you.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hi, my name's Lisa Holton, and I'm from Austin, Texas. My favorite holiday song is McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. And the reason why I love it is because he was also recording McCartney 2, a very experimental, new wave-oriented keyboard album at the time. And I just love the juxtaposition of the two things that he was doing then. Anyway, I think it's great. A lot of people don't like it, but I really do. Thanks. Bye.
Anita! Anita! Temporary secretary. Temporary secretary. Temporary secretary. Temporary secretary.
Yes, my name is Michael Perry. I am from Chicago, Illinois, specifically the South Side. Just got through listening to your top 10 albums of the year. And I was kind of disappointed that you didn't give a nod to Hiatus Coyote.
My tail slowly unwinds as I leave feathers behind for your lovely lover to read. Warm hands wrapped in blue linen from Tuareg sand for your lovely lover to find.
Really, they have been tearing up the game as far as being one of the best avant-garde albums just out there. They are completely phenomenal. Napalm, her mysticism, and just the way that she can take a track and it unfolds so lushly. I was really disappointed to see that you guys didn't have them in your top 10 because they truly deserve the spot.
Just got done listening to the Sam Phillips, Peter Gorelick episode. Wonderful. Amazing. Love your show, by the way. I was just feeling as if I would have liked to have heard more about some of the no-hit wonders, if you will, some of the people who were living around the area who never really had commercial success, whose music is equally fantastic to the household names. People like Ray Harris, Wade and Dick Benner, Charlie Feathers, Jimmy Wages, Cass King, Sonny Burgess, Malcolm Yelvington, the list goes on and on. But maybe sometime down the road, you guys could do a show about those folks and some of the lesser-known artists. Thanks for the episode. Bye-bye.
Well, I jumped in Flipper, took my baby to town. Oh, we wasn't doing nothing, did you catch the round? Get a pound in the boogie, all over town.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.